It's nearly a week since Owen Coyle was sacked. Is it now taking too long to find a replacement? Who should take the job? Let's speak to Andy Todd. Andy, of course, is the son of the former Wanderers boss, Colin, and he's also a former Bolton player himself. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm sure you're following this story with interest. Before we get on to replacements, I know the start to the season wasn't brilliant, Andy, but was Owen sacked too early, do you think?
Well, yeah, possibly. I mean, you look at the table, there's 6 points off outside the playoffs still. So, you know, and a lot of games to be played. And, you know, if Coyley had stayed or a new manager comes in, they'll be in the shake-up to get promoted.
They said, though, and I mean, it's a phrase that you'll understand better than me as a former player, they said he'd lost the players. So if the manager loses the players, it's time for the manager to go, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, looking from the outside, you never know that, do you? But like I just said, you know, that squad is capable of getting back into the Premier League. If Owen had stayed or a new manager comes in, they'll definitely be in the shake-up. Like I say, 6 points outside the playoffs still. You know, you play two games in a week, that's 6 points. For sure they'll be in the shake-up come end of the season.
Bolton fans shouldn't be too concerned just at the minute because it's been a story that's dominating the headlines across Greater Manchester for the last week or so. And now, Onnie rules himself out. Does that worry you? Does that surprise you?
Well, have they banked on giving the job to Ollie? Obviously, he's turned it down or he's distanced himself from it. But, you know, they've sacked Owen within the international break, 2 weeks. I think they should have had someone in place. If they have, and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, he's ruled himself out. I don't know, but, you know, it was ideal time to bring someone in.
So when the announcement was made that Owen was going to be sacked, you think Mr. Gutside should have had a name at the back of his mind?
Well, I think, you know, when you do sack a manager, I think they do the homework and possibly do have someone in mind and someone lined up. So
do you think that was Phil Gartside's plan, Andy? Do you think that Ollie was probably at the back of his mind and now Ollie said no, things might not be going the way that Mr. Gartside thought they might?
Well, possibly, yeah. Or they obviously, you know, given a job to Jimmy and Sammy till the end of the season, so hopefully they can bring them through. But like I say, it was an ideal opportunity to get their man in place.
Mick McCarthy was obviously immediately in the frame. Often all managers out of work are immediately in the frame when a vacancy arrives, aren't they? What about Mick? He didn't seem very popular with the fans on some of the sites I was looking at.
Well, I think, you know, if Mick gets a job or whoever gets a job, their priority is to get them back in the Premier League. And you look at his track record, Mick McCarthy, Billy Davis is out of work.